Hello, Rachel.
Hello, Ryan.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm excited, as Ooh. Big Kev used to say back in the day. I'm excited, Rachel. See, that's the difference that you get here at Yum Yum Podcast. We make references to very, 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 very niche Australian cultural figures that you don't get everywhere else on the podcast sphere. Only here.
We're not here to talk about a show.
We're not?
We're not.
But I have my copy of Desperate Housewives ready to go.
No. That's got to wait.
But...
That's not for right now.
Oh, we're talking about Star Trek Discovery again?
No.
I know you don't count that as a show.
No. I said we're not talking about a show.
All right. No shows are being talked about here at the Yum Yum Podcast.
No. We're not here to talk about an episode of television or even a film. That's not what we're here for. We're here to make a little announcement. Thus, we're doing a very special Captain's Log.
I was wondering why this was titled Captain's Log. We only bring that out for the very, very special occasion. But, What are we doing with the Captain's Log today? I don't know. I'm mysteriously absent-minded when it comes to the discussion we're having.
Because we're releasing something from the Patreon vault. And we are going to be sharing our episode-by-episode breakdowns of the beloved, cancelled sci-fi darling, Space Above and Beyond.
That is it. Space Above and Beyond, a series that has been referenced many times during our Babylon 5 discussions recently. We watched this episode by episode last year for our patrons, and so now we are releasing it onto the main feed. If you have seen A Space Above and Beyond before, you'll get a kick out of hearing two people talk about it, since not many people do. And if you have not seen Space Above and Beyond before, this is a great opportunity.
Reason to watch it!
Great.
It's a great reason to watch it.
This is the chance to strike while the iron is hot. Watch the show and listen to us talk about it afterwards. Now, for those laymans who don't know too much about Space Above and Beyond, or just need a bit of a reminder, how would you describe it, Rachel?
This is a sci-fi show centered around a group of Marines. And it's in the sort of... distant but not too distant future.
2063, I do believe.
And war breaks out.
But against who, Rachel? Who are the Marines fighting against? Is it the French? Is it the Germans again? Are they at it again, those wily Germans?
An unknown alien force.
And along the way, we learn more about these characters and see them grapple with the murky, muddy, dark, bloody waters that is war. That's it boiled down. Space Above and Beyond was a series from 1995, spearheaded by two of the best writers of The X-Files when it first started, and then they left to go create this show. James Wong and Glenn Morgan went to create Space Above and Beyond, which then very slowly but also very quickly got screwed over by the network, Fox. Now, this is a story that we've heard before many a times. A series created with high ambitions, only to be destroyed by the network. By Fox! That's what happened to Firefly.
Yep.
Someone or someones who were great in the field of what they were making. In that case, Joss Whedon had already done Buffy. Didn't matter. Firefly was still chewed up and spat out. And the same goes here, where these are two writers who had helped forge one of the greatest series to be on television, and they got chewed up and spat out. And so this show has been lost in the sands of time. This is a show that I have seen before having to do it for the podcast, and Rachel had never really seen before. You'd seen the pilot episode when we first got together. It didn't really grab you. So this experience on our Patreon was me just wanting to rewatch it and thought, hey, why don't we do it for the podcast and give you an excuse to sit down and watch every episode.
You wanted to force me to watch it.
We are going to, after this comes out a week from now, our discussions on Space Above and Beyond will come out on the main feed on all of the podcasting sites, and YouTube is included in that as well. So keep an eye and keep an ear out.
We like making it accessible for you. I'm very excited for more people to hear my journey with the show. And hopefully for other people to also go on the road of exploring this show. Because it is only one season. It does have a bit of a rocky start. But there is so much in this show to chew on. And so many interesting things that they manage to do.
And so we wanted to go over it one episode at a time and discuss it more in depth, more fully, and in the hopes of not only being able to watch it for ourselves, but for you to watch it. It is available online to watch, and I think it would be just great, not even just to listen to us break down episodes of the show, but for you guys out there to get that spark to watch it for yourself, whether you've seen the show before or you've been meaning to give it a watch. Use this as the opportunity to watch Space Above and Beyond. And if you are interested, you can head over to that Patreon and listen to all of the discussions right here and now. You don't have to wait week by week.
No.
You can
it's all there for you. And so much more. Such as our ongoing discussions about The Expanse. Our concluded discussions of several film franchises, including Star Trek, X-Men, and Aliens.
We've even talked about the best and worst rated episodes of the Star Trek series, from the original all the way up to Enterprise, and you can get a kick out of that as well. But we are here to just let everyone know that we are finally releasing the Space Above and Beyond discussions, because we wanted to record it as a Patreon special, but we always knew we wanted to make it public because, again,
it was always the plan.
There's not enough discussions. There's not enough people really engaging with this series. Looking around at just podcasts, there's only one other podcast, our friends at Continuum Drag, that bothered to talk about the episodes themselves rather than just looking at it as a season of television that came and went. So thank you all so much for listening. And remember, the things that we would really love from you is to share this around. Let people you know who have either seen Space Above and Beyond before or have been meaning to give it a watch, share this around. Let them know that there are people out there who are going to be talking about it.
It's a nice excuse to revisit or maybe pull somebody in a little bit when you have some people in podcast form accompanying you for that ride.
The second thing that would be of great benefit is, of course, listen to our discussions.
Yes!
Of course, subscribe, follow us on whatever thing you use to listen. And the third, and honestly the most important, is do watch Space Above and Beyond. It is available online. You can find it. It has been buried in the bottom of the sea for so long when it came to distribution. But there are people out there who have been providing copies on YouTube, as I record, and I'm sure you can buy it at other places. We have a DVD copy of it. But I'm just really excited just to engage with people and talk to people about what has been their experiences with this show. So thank you all so much. We are, again, Yum Yum Podcast. We are available on all of the social medias under Yum Yum Pod or Yum Yum Podcast. You can email us if you want to contact us more directly over at
yumyumpod@gmail.com.
And of course, the Patreon, where this was originally put out. And if you want to support the show or hear more bonus content or even be a part of our group Discord, you can find us on Patreon. All of this is included in the description below.
It's a click away, guys.
So we better be off now, because as Australians, we're going to have to head out and share a beer with our good friend Pags.
Here's to Pags.